War. War never changes. It's the one constant of humanity. To fight, to squabble over chunks of anything. In 2077, the storm of World War washed over us. In two brief hours, most of the planet was reduced to cinders.
Probably.
A great atomic fire consumed the Earth. And only those fortunate enough to hide in the underground vault survived. When they opened, their inhabitants set off into the ruins of the old world to build something new. Establish new societies, villages, tribes. As the decades passed, the American Southwest united under the flag of the great new California Republic, the NCR. As the NCR grew, so did the needs of its people, and rangers were sent out to explore. They came back with news of a great city, untouched by war. It had a great wall spanning the Colorado River. But they weren't the only ones who had their sights set on Hoover Dam. A vast, terrifying army also wanted it. Caesar's Legion. But the NCR prevailed and...
Ranger Hargrave, how many times do we have to tell you not to use military property for whatever it is you're doing?
This tape recorder is for making logs. This is a log.
It's for patrol logs.
No one appreciates my art. Someday, someone is going to hear this tape and learn all about the Great War. I'm thinking ahead. Educating the kiddos. I'm...
Hargrave, back to work.
Okay, note to self, that door is actually not on its hinges. Oh, hello, beautiful. If it wasn't for your door literally hanging by a thread, you'd think there was never a war in here. Can't believe looters overlooked this place. And again, I haven't seen people since Alpha Station. That's 3 days and a mountain ago. No, Mr. Giant Irradiated Gecko. You don't count as another person. Although, I am talking to you, so maybe you do. Damn it, Todd. The armor is heavy, and now I'm so damn lonely, I'm talking to dead wildlife. Not wildlife, dead wildlife. I want to go home. Oh. Never mind. I like this place. Wow. Whoa. Wow. This computer, it actually works. Schoolhouse in the middle of a desert in a blown out town, looking like the world outside isn't all shattered glass and corpses. And a terminal... that works. Let's see if I remember how to hack these things. Bingo. Looks like Mrs. Laura Shee. Announcements. Class list. Inbox. Don't know how I feel about going through a lady's emails. Even if she has been dead for centuries. What do you think, Mr. Dead or Giant Gecko? What was that?
Dumb, get back here!
Stop that kid moving. Here? In this wreck? Whoa! Easy there, kiddo. Didn't mean to spook ya. Just wanted to help with your gecko chasing and dev. Hey, wait!
Get away from me!
Hey, don't get down for that. It's dangerous. Don't ignore me. Just get down from there. You get hurt. Nobody's spooky. Just a ranger, you know. NCR Rangers. Scouting pre-war places, shooting slavers, helping people in need. Look, I know you're still there, kid. I can see your little eyes peeking out from those. Now that was rude. Look, I'm sorry for startling you, but seriously, not here to hurt you. Granted, I guess that's totally what someone who is here to hurt you would say, right? I digress. I'm not. So, how about you get down from there, and I'll help you haul that gecko back to your family. And we can all have a nice snack and a chat, and I'll be on my way.
My family? You want to speak to them?
Yeah. Ranger can walk for hours. But nobody knows a place like the locals. I'm sure they have tons of info on the area. That and... well, there's been some shady people going around, kidnapping people, bad men.
Hmm.
And I'm trying to see if they've been here.
Bad men, huh? Metal men with big guns and a flying machine?
Well, I was referring to the guys with capes that looked like they hopped out of a history book, but, metal men with guns? Big guns at that? That doesn't sound too good either. How about you come down here and show me where you saw those men?
No.
I'll, share this funnel cake with you.
No.
Come on. Work with me, kid, please.
I'm stuck.
What?
I said I'm stuck.
Oh, okay.
Could I still have funnel cake, though? I'm starving.
So, you're, weirdly quiet for a kid.
Yeah.
You know what? I just realized I haven't properly introduced myself. Valen Hargrave, NCR Ranger.
Hi.
And you are...
Z.
Z. Like, just Z. Like, the letter Z.
I think so, yes.
Okay. Well, it's not the weirdest name I've ever heard. I knew a guy literally just called Boxcars. Like, how you doing, Boxcars? Or two bears high-fiving. That was his name. Just like his whole name. Two bears high-fiving. So Z is not a bad name. At least your mom didn't name you something ridiculous. Like... Boxcars, or P.
Enough. Be quiet.
What?
I said be quiet. How can you hear the bad men coming?
You said they were, like, big guys in metal armor. You can't really sneak really well in metal armor. He goes, donk, 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 donk. Just because I'm talking doesn't mean I can't hear my surroundings. It's kind of part of the job, so... This is it? I don't see anything here.
Yes. This is where my parents left me. 3 weeks ago.
Left him? It just... left him? I knew the wastes were awful, but to leave a little kid in the middle of some ruins? I don't know. It just doesn't sit right with me.
I mean, I thought the Brotherhood are a little crazy, but between getting eaten alive by a merciless rad scorpion or potentially shot by the Brotherhood, I choose the Brotherhood. They're at least likely to have mercy on a little kid to make it a swift death. Z.
Hmm?
What you doing there, bud?
Knife.
A knife is an item, not a verb. I asked you what you were doing.
Grabbing knife.
Oh, okay. Or wait, no, not, that's not okay. What are you, like, 10? You shouldn't even have a knife.
But a gun is okay?
No, gun's not okay either. You know what, just hand me your weapons.
Uh-oh. Heirloom.
Your knife is a family heirloom? Wait, Z, that's not a knife. That's a Chinese officer sword. It's been broken, and then someone just sharpened the leftover blade. Huh. It has something written on it.
Don't touch it!
Whoa. Relax. I was just trying to read what it said. Not that it matters, it's in Chinese. I can't read Chinese. Thought maybe it would have your name engraved on it, like my rifle here. See? V. Hargrave. If you ask me, every artist has to sign their names on their art.
You made that?
Yep. She's not exactly from scratch. I always love taking things apart and then putting them back together again. So some of her parts are from other things, and some I made myself. But I put her together all on my own. Now, don't go telling other rangers, though. It's not quote-unquote ranger standard.
Your secret's safe.
Speaking of other rangers, your parents, they left you here. Do you remember which direction you came from?
Oh, I don't know. It was very dark. I was tired. Scared.
It's alright. You see that big tower in the distance? That's one of our ranger stations. Go talk to the rangers up there. Ask if they saw anything. And have people keep an eye out for your parents, too.
Okay.
Let's get going. We're burning daylight.
Good morning! Vault-Tec calling.
It's interview time!
Bringing a character to life is more than just the writing. The actors who play these characters have a very important role, and a lot hinges on them and their chemistry. This creation was made during the summer of 2021, which was near the tail end, or at least we hope, of the COVID-19 pandemic. While that may make things a little difficult, it also opened some doors that we wouldn't have had otherwise. Like, for instance, the voice actor of our main character, Nathaniel Morse, who often just goes by Rook. So tell us where you're from, Rook.
Hi there. I am from sunny New England, specifically from Massachusetts.
And how did you meet me?
We have a mutual friend that we were watching, and now we are buddy-buddy.
We sure are. And I stream Fallout, so that probably helped, didn't it?
I mean, it didn't hurt.
Do you have a favorite Fallout game?
I don't. I love each Fallout game for their own reasons. I do tend to break them, though.
Break them?
Yeah, I take advantage of its own system against it and exploit it a little bit.
That sounds like fun.
It is a lot of fun, though.
Awesome. So, what's your favorite part about working on a project like this, huh?
This is my first proper project that's seen the light of day. Yeah, I worked on a Flash game ages ago, but halfway through, the artist decided not to go through, and it probably sits on a flash drive somewhere.
Well, fortunately, this is going to be on CKDJ's website and not a flash drive somewhere. Now, not to sound like I'm patting myself on the back, but what is your favorite part about Valen himself?
Valen has a sort of bitter resolution to him, where he looks in the face of danger, he'll complain the entire time, but he will get it done.
Do you think that you're the kind of person who complains but gets it done anyways?
I know I'm definitely one of those kind of people.
Yeah, you two would probably have quite a bit to discuss over a bunch of Nuka-Colas.
We do have a certain kinsmanship.
Let's be real here. This project would be nothing without you. You bring so much more to Valen than just your voice. We work together to create Valen, the stories, and everything that you guys hear now. So, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank Rook for everything that he's done. He hasn't heard this part of the interview, but you, also. As Mr. New Vegas says in the video games, you're nobody until somebody loves you. And that somebody is me. And Rook, we both love you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Left Behind.
This was The Left Behind, created by Kaylee Zay. Valen is voiced by Nathaniel Morse. Z is voiced by Kaylee Zay. The Fallout games, settings, sound effects are all owned by Bethesda. This is a work of fiction. Disclaimer, disclaimer, blah, blah, blah. We don't make any caps on this, it's for education purposes only, but we are sponsored by Choice Chops, the premium meat of the wasteland.
We're not sponsored by anyone!
Yes, we are.
No,
we not?
Get out of my chair!
Okay, fine.
Thank you for listening.